This is BirdieCast. A podcast about making light of life on tour. We're your hosts, professional golfers Maya Schechter and Leslie Klutz. Welcome back to BirdieCast. This week we're talking about relationships, and we have Emma Jandel and Emily Pintilla here with us today, and we kind of thought it would be a good combination. Emma, you are engaged, and Emily, you are single.
Yeah. Just like us, Maya.
Yep, just like us. So I thought it would be a good contrast and maybe get some words of advice from Emma. So Emma, you went to The Ohio State University, and you've been on tour for a little while, and you kind of back and forth between the LPGA, right?
Yes.
And Emily, you graduated from Tulane, and are now on the Symetra Tour. So I feel like this is a good little group we got here.
Yeah.
So I don't know, I guess I really want to know, because you're engaged now.
Yes.
And how long have you been with Patrick?
A little over 8 years.
Wow.
Which is a little scary, but we just started dating at the end of college. So
okay.
It kind of shows how old I am out here.
Ohio State. Okay.
How'd y'all meet?
We met, I always thought he was a cute boy in the front row, and then I saw a cute boy in the front row at a course that we used to play in college. I was like, oh my gosh, he works in golf too. And then we had class together again, and we just kind of kept seeing each other, but we were just friends for almost a year and a half, and then we started dating right at the end of my senior year. And I did take a fifth year, so then okay. we were dating, but he finished that quarter. And so it wasn't like we were really dating in college.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's been with you the whole way through professional golf. And
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Good for
I don't think
him.
It can get more difficult than this. It seems like if you can keep up with a different city every week, we should be in good shape, right?
Yeah,
right.
But he does a pretty good job of coming out. I mean, I see him, he caddies for you occasionally when he has the time, I don't know, with his new job, but it's like, it seems like you guys work through that pretty well. Do you have like some rule you have to see each other every so often, or?
I mean, we try and make it happen as much as possible. Over the last 8 years, he's kind of jumped around with different jobs, so like right now, he just started a new job, so he's really got to be there.
Yeah.
So as much as we try and see each other at least like every 3 weeks, it's not always going to happen for sure.
Right.
So we just, you know, try and have understanding for each other and make it happen the best we can.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Has he moved for his jobs?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So okay. We've lived, I say we, as I like go there for all the off seasons. It's more like him and I tag along, but now all my stuff, we live together. So
okay.
we just moved to Atlanta, Georgia 2 months ago. The week we played in Atlanta was the first night I stayed there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it's been an adventure. Now I've been there maybe 10 days max. So always looking forward to off weeks to get a little organized.
Yeah. So is your official address in Atlanta now?
Yes, okay. It is now.
Right. Uh-huh. That's so, good. Yeah. That's good to have that.
So it's been good.
That's cool. Okay, and then Emily, you're from Finland, Sweden?
Finland. Yes.
You go with Finland.
Yes.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Yeah. Okay. And any, I mean, boyfriends across the pond that you've... Or you just, like, haven't had a relationship on tour? Like, that's never been...
No, I haven't had a relationship on tour. Okay. I mean, finding someone special like Emma has who can help you and support you with your professional golf and be as understanding and supportive as her fiancé is, I think that's hard to find.
Yeah,
Emma, you're lucky.
I feel very, very lucky. You have no idea. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess because you can... If you find somebody that, like, is... I guess, resentful of you being on the road all the time. That would be really hard.
I think that's one of the topics that keeps coming up when we're talking about boyfriends. And it's like, oh, he misses me so much. I mean, we're so busy when we're here. And then they got to let you kind of do your thing
for you to
be happy out of here. I mean, if you're just missing home all the time or someone is resenting you for being out here, I think that makes it really hard. Then again, if you have someone supporting you and when you go home for the off weeks and you have, like, a great time, that's the perfect situation, I guess.
No, that's true. Yeah. And I guess, so you need to find somebody then that also has dreams and goals. So, you, like, while you're out here chasing your dream, they're also chasing theirs. So you kind of feel like you're on similar paths. Whereas if they're just, like, sitting there waiting for you to come home.
Right.
It doesn't work so well. So.
And at the same time, like, accommodate around your weeks off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Because I know there's a player out here who just started dating somebody in the off season. He's also a professional golfer, but they kind of made an agreement at the beginning of the season, like, even in your off week, like, you don't have to feel obliged to go meet the other person. Like, if you feel like you need an off week to go see your coach, like, the other person has to understand that.
Okay.
Yeah. So I feel like there is also that part of it, because, well, I guess since he's a professional golfer, he's out traveling too, so maybe that changes it. But because there is that part of it where you have to, I mean, even in off weeks, you have to
off weeks are just as important.
Yeah.
I mean, so. It's tough. I couldn't imagine dating another professional golfer.
No, I know.
I mean, I know the emotions that we go through and the travel and everything else. Just multiply that times two. You got to really have a good communication, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's key for sure. Yep. No, do you have like a schedule? Because I know Catherine Perry, she talks to her husband. Well, he caddies for her now, but they used to talk. I think it was every morning, like right when they both woke up, they would call each other. Do you have any sort of schedule like that?
Not really.
Just like
wing
it whatever time you guys are both free.
Yeah, we're always trying to piece it together. He'll call me at lunch or whatever. You know, sometimes if I tee off early, you know, it's hard to always figure something out. But by the end of the day, we've always touched base and connected at some point. But
that's good.
We have not really locked in a time.
No.
I would say we have that kind of structure to our lives. We both kind of do
that's
a little
impressive.
Of this, do a little of that.
Yeah. I tried that. I had a boyfriend and we tried that whole, like, well, we'll just talk whenever we get the chance. And I just, like, couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I got frustrated. Because then you're, like, if he calls and you're just not in the mood to talk, like, you still have to, you have to pick up the phone, obviously.
Right.
It's like, oh. So I wish we had, retrospectively, I wish I had set up a time.
Yeah.
To talk.
Maya not in the mood to talk. Note to self, just don't talk.
You'll know. No, it's, I mean, I guess that's one of the struggles, but it's nice that you're on tour and you have somebody, whereas, like, when you're single on tour, it's really hard to just even meet people.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, new city every week.
Yeah.
Even if you meet someone nice, I mean, you might not see them for
two
months like 6 months.
Meet somebody in Kansas and come back to Kansas somehow.
Or Decatur.
Or Illinois. But I think some players use, like, dating apps and go on dates on the road. I don't know. You don't have to answer that.
No, I actually haven't used the dating app. My friends are trying to get me to try it, but
which
I haven't.
One?
I mean, they're just like, try any app, really.
I haven't yet.
We'll see, maybe.
It's an interesting way to go about it.
Yeah.
I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah, you know, no, I know a lot of people who met, like, their husbands and that kind of stuff on dating apps, so I'm not opposed to it. I just never tried it, I guess.
No. And, it's just hard to make yourself, like, go on a date when you know that you're leaving town again in, like, 5 days.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I think that's what I struggle with. Like, why would I go on a date when I can go have dinner with my friends who I know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And I'm never going to meet this guy probably ever again anyway. So.
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah.
Would you want to meet somebody at home or would you date an American guy?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I keep getting this. Yeah. I don't know. I think it depends so much on the person.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
Very diplomatic.
No, that makes sense. But, because how often do you get to go home?
Like, twice a year?
Yeah, so that would be...
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
I have so much respect for all the people that come here from other countries. And to think if the shoe were on the other foot, I mean...
No.
It's hard. I mean, I go home every week if I can.
Yeah.
And you guys go home like twice a year. So, you know, I just have a lot of appreciation for what you guys do. It's a different world, especially if I were in Europe not knowing. I mean, you've been here for a while, but still not really having someone super close to you. for weeks at a time.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm lucky my family comes over a lot, that's nice. But it's definitely different. Like, I can never just go have Sunday dinner with my parents or anything.
Yeah, right.
How it is.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Well, your parents come quite a bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they do.
So,
they do.
Yeah.
They do. So for a week off, does that, like, really affect, like, being in a relationship or being not in a relationship, does that really affect your decision when to take a week off or, like, where you go? Well, obviously where you go. Like, you mentioned you would like to go home, but, like, do you sometimes take a week off because of that, or?
I don't. I haven't taken any weeks off. Yeah. I'm more of the grinder.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just my personality, and I'm lucky that he understands that and supports that. And right now, you know, I'm full steam ahead, so I want to do whatever I can to be the best I can be.
Yeah.
And so I'm lucky that he understands that. I know there's a lot, I've seen a lot of other girls in relationships, you know, where like, oh, I'm just going to take a week off, like, I just don't really take much time off. Maybe I should try that.
I'm the same way, though. Like, you just never know when it's going to be your week.
Exactly.
Like, I can't stand the thought of, like, going home and then, like,
what if
I just, like, lit it up this week and, I'm the same
And
way.
When I go home, I'm going to be playing anyway. So,
right.
I'd much rather be playing out here.
Yeah.
No, totally agree. Okay.
Yes, halftime game.
Halftime game.
What's a new game, Maya?
Two truths and a lie.
Two truths and a lie. Who wants to start? Brought to you by two guys with balls. We partnered with them recently, and they're great. You should check out their website, Two Guys with Balls, and there is a BirdieCast discount code, obviously, because we're awesome. And the discount code is BirdieCast10 to get 10% off anything on their website. And they sell, their main thing is used balls, but it's actually really cool. So you can, like, get a subscription or get, like, a one-time thing, but they'll, like, deliver you balls for, like, a really reasonable price, like, very affordable for, like, any brand golf ball, like Titleist, Callaway, I don't know, any brand you would like. And they have, like, a criteria of, like, really, like, with one scratch or a few scratch. I don't know. It's really cool. Just check it out and use the discount code BirdieCast10. Back to you, Maya.
Okay. Who wants to start? Do you want me to start and I can just show you how it's done?
Yeah.
Okay. So two truths and a lie. Okay. So I have lived outside of the U.S., I've gone fishing in Alaska, and I've been scuba diving with sharks. So which one's the lie?
Scuba diving with sharks.
What do you think?
I agree with Emily.
Yeah. What was the second one? Alaska.
Fishing in Alaska.
I don't think you've been to Alaska.
You are correct. You scuba diving with sharks?
I have.
Oh my god.
She even has a scuba diving license, right?
Yeah, but the scuba diving part is fine, but with sharks?
No, it was really cool.
Oh,
I mean,
awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're, like, not, well, they weren't aggressive, obviously, because I'm still here, so. But no, I want to go fishing in Alaska, but I have yet to do that.
Let's
and then
do it.
I lived in Sweden for, like, two and a half months.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So,
Do you want to go next?
I can go next.
Okay.
I feel like yours
is
way
Emma.
More interesting.
Emma's turn.
I really need to, like, beef up my stories.
Oh, no.
Okay, after school, I worked at Merrill Lynch.
What is it?
It's a financial company.
Okay.
I have 8 hole-in-ones.
8?
And ooh. I was a homecoming queen in high school.
Ooh. That's funny.
Oh, these
I
are
think
good
the
ones.
Hole-in-ones
is not true.
I feel like the number there
is
either more or less.
Yeah, because I know
but
you worked
8
in
is
Mer-
a lot,
oh,
though.
Well, I know you worked in the finance world, but
I don't know which
I think
which
it was
yeah.
Merrill Lynch. Yeah,
I think
yeah.
so.
You guys think it's the whole?
I think yeah,
it's
I think it's the
whole
one.
Let's go with the whole ones.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes! Two for
five.
Two.
Five. Okay.
Five.
That's
wow.
still pretty good. I'm at 0. I've not had a whole one.
What?
Yet.
I got 2.
You'll have
understand.
One.
I don't know how that's
I
possible.
I put the good vibes on you. You're going to have
you,
one next
yes.
week.
Perfect. That's a good time for it.
Yep.
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead, Emily.
Okay. I went to Sweden to go to boarding school.
I was like, yes, you went to Sweden, I know.
You have been to Sweden.
My family has 3 dogs.
Oh, that's cool.
And I have a Swedish passport.
I don't know about the
I
passport.
I think you have 2 dogs. They're poodles, right?
Mm-hmm, they're poodles.
I think you only have 2, though.
But what if she counts like a cousin's dog?
No.
My family.
It's direct family. It's the dogs.
It's the dogs. I think we only have two.
Let's go with the dogs then.
Right? No. We have three. Oh. I don't have a Swedish passport.
I knew it. Why did you say anything?
I was actually 3 for 3 on that one.
You're just saying.
Lies.
Yeah, because I was like, well, if you have a Finnish passport, what's the benefit of having a Swedish passport, too? Because you can get anywhere anyways.
Yeah.
In Europe.
I thought you were tricking us with the number of dogs.
Mm-mm.
No. Okay, my turn.
Okay.
Get excited. I used to be addicted to video games. I've never been to a wedding, and I've played competitive badminton for a solid year.
Badminton.
No, I'm pretty sure she's done badminton. I'm gonna Why go with...
Wait, because I'm half Asian? Racist.
Can you say them again for me?
I used to be addicted to video games. Mm-hmm. I've never been to a wedding, and I used to play competitive badminton for a year.
I know the wedding is true. I don't know the wedding. I think the wedding is true. So it's the
really,
badminton.
You think?
Emma is really quiet over here.
I don't know.
I thought I was like definitely gonna figure yours out.
I'm gonna say the video games.
I'm gonna say the wedding.
Wow. And you're gonna say the badminton.
Yep. Somebody's gonna be
we
right.
We don't agree.
So I used to be addicted to video games. That is true. Yeah, in high school.
Really?
This game called
what
Puzzle
game?
Pirates. It's really silly, don't look it up. Okay. I've never been to a wedding, that is true. But hopefully I'm going to one soon. I'm really pumped about that.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's in Norway. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, hopefully.
I need that. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So please invite me if you listen to this. I'm gonna get you a bomb ass gift. And I played competitive ping pong for a year.
I remember it was something.
Got it.
Hey, that was pretty good, right?
Yeah. That was really good.
I was like, I don't remember.
Yeah, that
you
was good.
Yeah. Yeah, ping pong.
So you are
table
really
tennis.
Good at
I'm not that good, but I had a friend in high school who played it and she's like, hey, you should come with me. I'm like, okay, and then I beat everyone.
Nice.
Yeah, but then I didn't do it anymore because it was very time consuming.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah. But it was really fun. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Cool. Back to relationships.
Yeah. Any advice, Emma?
Any advice for...
I'm all there. That's the real question. Oh my God. Relationship advice. Anything you got. No.
I don't feel like I should be giving
you
advice.
Spot, you seem like you're doing it pretty well.
Yeah. I agree.
No. Communication is key, right?
Oh,
is
gosh,
that like
yeah,
when
patience.
You go through the cliches, yeah.
Yeah, patience and understanding. You know, like a lot of times, my fiance's name is Patrick. He'll have dinners and work and all kinds. I mean, he's busy too. So it's like, come on, this is my free time. Why can't we talk now?
Yeah.
So, you know, just having patience and understanding for what he has to do and what he wants to do too. Like when he wants to go play golf with his buddies, like I'm like, this is my time away from golf, can we like take a break here? But
yeah.
You know, just making sure we support each other, I feel like with what we both really like to do has been the most benefiting thing. You know, he's so supportive with what I do, and gotta make sure, you know, my career here is about 95% of everything I do. But being out on the road, like not being in a relationship before we started, I just feel very lucky that it happened out, that it happened to be that way.
Right. But even then, like, the beginning of your professional career, you were still early in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's, I mean, that must have been kind of difficult.
Oh, very. I think, looking back on it, we lucked out. He had a job that was, he worked for Scott's Miracle-Gro, and they had, a busy season. Like the spring was like their busy season where everyone like would start planting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But then like mid end of summer was like a lot more lower key.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to come out more.
Oh,
interesting.
So, you know, I think that like made it start off on the right foot. It wasn't like he started into a corporate job where it was like, okay, hey, you get 10 days off all year.
Yeah, right.
So a lot more flexibility. Mm-hmm. And as long as he got his work done, he could kind of do what he wanted to do. So that was the first couple years, and then...
That's helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were able to kind of adjust from there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, Leslie, I think you're the same as me. When I go home, it's like, oh, like, I can go on, like, a date or two, but then it's like, oh, I'll be back in 3 weeks. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's hard to even start a relationship, even if you do have a home base where you could meet someone.
Yeah, because like then at the end, like, oh, when you want to meet up? Oh, I'm going to be gone for, like, a month. But, yeah. Hey, I'll be back.
Right.
Yeah, you don't really even know if it's anything before it's already over.
Right.
That's how I feel. That's kind of how it is.
I think, you know, also making sure, like, you're finding someone who has the, you know, I was lucky that Patrick has a good job and he was able to come see me. I mean, that's really part of what makes it all work.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have that ability to do that, it's hard to be like, yeah, I'll be back in a month. Like, can't wait to see you again for one day and then I'm off again for 2 months, you know?
Yeah.
So kind of finding that partnership at some point.
How about in the off season when you're home? Is that different? Because, I mean, it's a different routine. I don't know.
Yeah,
then you're together a lot.
Right. Yeah. Well, not until about 3 years ago did we have like a real off season. He was always up in Ohio. So the first 3 or 4 years of working, he was in Ohio. And so then we're like, man, like, I don't even get to see an off season because I was going down to practice.
Oh, for the weather, right.
Yeah.
I didn't think of them.
And so then he really looked into finding a job somewhere warm. So at least we can have an off season together. So he got a job in California and we lived in California.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that just was like our first time really living together, and it was awesome. Like, I felt like we needed that to figure things out and see how things are going to work. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, have a fun weekend, like being on vacation all the time. But, then there's like, hey, does he do the dishes? Or does he,
I feel like that's a big step in a relationship, though,
that's
for
awesome.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, you got to figure those things out. So it's been definitely a work in progress, but we're moving in the right direction.
Yeah, sounds like it. No, for sure.
No, oh, he's super helpful, so I'm lucky that we can share a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you, in your off season, do you feel like you, like, seize the opportunity where you're in one place for a long time to go on dates, or you just like...
I think Emily likes to meet people in person, like on the
yeah
in the grocery store.
You're gonna be the, like,
I love that's all Leslie. I don't know about that, but yeah, I mean, you know, I feel like, yeah, I mean, Emma, you met your future husband in person first, and I think that's kind of, you know what you get, and
that's fair. So you're not like searching as much as you might just run into him in the grocery store. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a sucker for romantic comedy, so I'm waiting for my moment.
No, I'm kidding. He's gonna, like, you're gonna trip him, and you're gonna fall into his arms, something like that.
No, I'm just kidding.
A yogurt and he picks it up. You grab it at the same time.
Oh, cute. I can't wait to hear the story.
Yeah, you'll be the first one to know.
Great.
If it ever happens.
Do you have a piece of paper with your number on it, just in case?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Here you go.
Aww.
Slips it into his basket.
I'm not that forward. No.
That's hard to do. I'm not forward in that way either.
I'm just bad at picking up cues like that.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like he's really nice. Like, he must be a really good friend. Like, that's, I just am awful at picking up those cues.
Yeah.
I wish I was better, but
you'll know when you know.
Thank you.
Great.
<Yeah. laughs> That's great advice. That's what I need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Struggles of being on tour, but oh well.
Yeah. So, what Maya, what does your profile writing look like for your
for online
dating apps? Yeah. Well, for listeners who want to get into online dating, where should they go?
Yeah, give me some advice. I'm not for it yet.
I think Leslie's the one. You go on more dates than I do.
Not really. I don't know.
The checklist for a boyfriend, no. I feel like adventurous. Like, I feel like you want to, your profile... Kind of
my profile is pretty good.
You are. Yeah, so like, I like to be adventurous and like not just sitting on the couch.
So has it ever happened to you that you've gone on a date, like, from a dating app, and they write all these things, and then you meet the person, and then they don't really...
That hasn't happened. No, I mean, actually,
or, like, doesn't look like the picture at all.
Yeah, doesn't look like the picture, or isn't, like, the profile said. They said, oh, I love cooking and working out, and then they come there, and they're like, no, I hate cooking, and I...
That hasn't happened to me, actually, but
there's this
I'm
one
sure
person I've met who, when we met, he's like, oh, I'm so glad you look like your picture, because my last one did not at all. And I'm like, oh, great.
So you did as often?
Yeah, that was probably not the best.
That was
kind of
weird, but oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a one date thing.
Yes, that was like a 20-minute conversation.
Less than coffee.
Thanks for the beers. Yeah, you gotta wake up early. Which was true, but anyways.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but which... So, Tinder, I'm not really a big fan. I really don't like that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly, I don't know anything about that.
I like Bumble more because the girl has to take the initiative. And, like, knowing me, I'm a little more assertive. Is that a good adjective?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was really fun.
Yeah.
And then Hinge because of other Emma, another player. Yeah. I like Hinge.
Is that kind of like Bumble or more like Tinder?
It's more fun because it gives you three questions that you got to answer. Actually, two truths and a lie is one of the prompts you can answer.
Yeah.
So it's a little more conversation spark.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's more than just the picture.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. Correct.
No left or right.
No.
No, you actually have to like something. Yeah. You can comment on it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Facebook wall, but in short.
Yeah.
Nice.
One thing about online dating or like meeting someone online is I can't stand like talking online for too
me
long.
Me neither.
Like, once you've sent like five texts or whatever, it's like either they seem like a nice person or not, and it's like, okay, let's meet up in person because I just can't stand texting for that long.
I feel you. I hate texting. Yeah. I mean,
hey,
if you have something, call me.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah. So that's one rule I have is, like, even if it's really forward, I'll be like, do you want to meet up? Because then it's...
Wink, wink.
Emma's like, wait, girls, you're doing this wrong.
I know.
I guess we just have to go to the grocery store more.
Walk around the grocery store for hours.
I like the bookstore. I wouldn't mind doing that in a bookstore.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I have met
a couple couples
that are getting married from Tinder. Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe we're doing it wrong.
What do you mean?
Tinder. Seems like
I'm not going back there.
No, yeah, that was like 5 years ago, right?
Right.
Yeah,
that's just old school. 5 years ago, LOL.
Oh my god. One day.
Are we good?
I want a boyfriend who can caddy. That would be ideal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
Because I feel like that's like a that.
But caddy
all
the time.
Then he can like spend time with you.
Like...
No. Well, I don't know.
I feel like that's a very thin line that you need to cross. I like it when Pat caddies. He does an awesome job, but I think it's nice to know that how I perform out there is not how we're gonna be living.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
So
that's
it's
true.
It's very. You know what I mean?
You're not the only one making it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if
that's
I had
true.
A big backer or something like that, or you know, I was doing well in the LPGA where you had a solid income. Maybe that'd be totally different, but right now, it's nice to know that he has a paycheck and that we have a place to live.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
and
fair.
And things are good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Okay.
So.
That's a good point.
But some people, you know, it's
they
having
it.
Someone out here all the time would be great.
Yeah.
But figuring out that whole financial
that's
process
true.
Is
mm-hmm.
also staying for two, feeding for two.
Yes.
It's a little more than... us crashing in housing for the night, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And what about, like, I would feel like, isn't it easier when you have your personal life kind of separate, and then when you go to a course, you have a pro you're working with, so none of the personal stuff that's going on gets to the course. I don't know, but that's the one thing I would maybe think about,
No, I like to know that when we leave that parking lot, like, it's time to turn golf off,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
It's time to just... Pat, you're my boyfriend.
Yeah. Right. That's true. It's hard to have
that's
those
what I
two
like.
Rules. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that.
Does, on the LPGA, don't some, like, couples will, like,
like the guy will like caddy for another player.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Right? Yeah,
that's a good idea. Uh-huh. So you like swap,
right,
partners,
right,
and then that's an interesting point.
So like the guy at least gets a paycheck from caddying.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Well, I guess you could see that both ways because I mean, if you're playing, you gotta pay your caddy.
Yeah,
so,
right.
I don't know. I don't necessarily know how to.
I mean, financially, it wouldn't make a difference, but I think maybe like on a social,
yeah,
you're not.
Yeah.
Well, financially,
you're not together
could
for
be
12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Right. If you're caddying for somebody,
I love quality time, but
there's gotta be a lot. Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that in a bonus episode.
Yeah.
Talk about that. Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay, we got half an hour.
Great.
Just
well
saying.
Done.
Okay.
I next feel like week? We covered relationships pretty well.
Yeah, this was really good. Yeah, was thanks really for coming on the show.
Yeah, yeah, thank you for the last minute.
Yeah, this was
in.
Very
spontaneous. Literally stepped in.
No. Yeah.
She just walked into Player Dining. I was like, hey, you want to be on our podcast?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Right?
I know.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Next week.
Next week, we are talking about injuries. Yep.
You're results. Coming back.
Yeah,
right.
No, Emily hopefully might, not.
Hopefully Emily is not.
No, right.
We'll find some different victims for that.
Yes, exactly. So,
even though I love being on the show.
Oh,
thanks.
We also have some more stickers available. If you would like to get one, send us an email at birdiecast@gmail.com or shoot us a message on Instagram at birdiecast.
And we just launched a new website.
Yeah, website. We're still working on it, so it doesn't look that great. But we're going to still work on it. And you can subscribe there if you put in your email address to get on our email list. So, like, when we launch a new episode, you'll get a little email. Yep. And I think it will be especially helpful for in the off season when we're kind of off the podcast. But when we're coming back, then you will know when we're back.
Exactly. Yep. Send you little updates. So...
Yep.
I think, find us on Instagram, BirdieCast, and
thanks for listening to BirdieCast!
Yay! Nice.